rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. I want to show mercy to others and pull out people from judgment fire. But I must do it with great caution, hating even the sins that are contaminating their lives. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Amen. Hear me out. This judgment fire is too strong for me. The smoke of their torment brings tears to my eyes. I can't go any farther. The heat of judgment is raging up against them. Can't reach that far enough, and I'm scared to lose them in the fiery trial. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. Look, in the midst of hellacious fire, chains are being loosed and people are making their way out of the fire. They are being led out by the Savior himself, Jesus, unbound and unharmed. He shocks me as I see the fire in his eyes blazing for those losing their battle to sin and death. His fiery passion for lost souls is inspiring me as he calls me to grab this brother, this sister, out of harm's way and into the loving arms of his body, his church. As soon as I snatch these souls into safety, I turn around to say thank you and honor him. But it's too late. He's already gone back into the flames of judgment to find another lost soul again. What a great and victorious God we serve, so loving, so compassionate, so merciful, that he would go through the fire to protect us and guide us and lead us to eternal safety. I lock eyes with Jesus one more time in the fire, and with his eyes of passionate pursuit, he says to me, "Save others by snatching them from the fire." Study Matthew chapter 18, verse 9.